Good morning once again, everyone. Welcome back. It is our number two Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07 on this Tuesday morning. Temperature has spiked another 6 degrees, now 49 degrees at the corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street, our downtown studios, expecting highs into the upper 60s, and again, the record for this date, as we heard from Brittany Berlow in the last hour, 69 degrees, and we're going to be very, very close. It could be a nail biter before all is said and done, whether or not we get a record later today. With Ian Welsh, I'm Chad Holmes, and every other Tuesday, get an opportunity to find out what's going on just down the road here from our studios at the Marathon County Public Library here in downtown Wausau, plus, of course, all the branch libraries throughout Marathon County, and joined again by Chad Daly. Chad, good to see you.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Beautiful morning again.
It is.
I mean, yeah. I think, again, probably if I say it, next time you'll come, you'll be bundled up again, but it feels like we're not going to see you bundled up anytime soon.
Not today. No, it's a hoodie instead of my down jacket and scarf and all of that. But yeah, I wouldn't mind if it was a little chillier next time, maybe some snow, but this is pretty nice too.
Absolutely. And the thing about it is we're getting now into the month of March, getting towards spring. And one thing about the Marathon County Public Library, whether it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, the activities continue. There's always a lot going on at the library.
There is. Yes, both here in the Wausau area and all across the system. Again, we have 9 locations throughout the county. Wausau is the headquarters, and then we have 8 branches going from Athens to Hatley, Rothschild, over to Edgar, Spencer, Stratford. So yeah, all over the place, and plenty going on, including today, this afternoon here in Wausau, we have our monthly local government spotlight series. So once a month, we invite various department heads from the city and county to come in and talk with folks, answer questions and all of that. And this afternoon at 1 o'clock here in Wausau, we'll have Wausau Fire Chief Jeremy Kopp coming in to talk about the fire department and the many, many, many things that it does all throughout our community. So that should be fun. We also, this afternoon, if you're out near our Spencer branch, you want to stop in, play some cards, they have their monthly cribbage drop in. We have a community craft swap going on in Mosinee this week and in Hatley. Mosinee today from 4 to 6, and then next week, next week in Hatley on Monday the 18th from 4 to 6. But also today, coming back to Wausau, we have our monthly Pokemon Club for young ones who are into Pokemon, trading cards or whatever. That gets underway at 4 o'clock today, and then tomorrow in Wausau at 1 o'clock and again at 6:30 p.m., we have our monthly social hour. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity for people to just come in and talk with each other about whatever they want to talk about. We talked a little bit about it before, but we put out questions as kind of icebreakers if people right. need them. But basically, it's just a chance for people to come in and socialize and get out of the house and
number one, that is so important. I think we all get caught up in our phones and our computers, and to have and again, I think the library's one of those traditional places, you know, as we look back at the whole history of our country, that you get information, you get mm-hmm. a chance to talk. And again, the coming together. Yeah. I just think that's fantastic, and I just think that it's vitally important, especially in these days where, you know, the opportunities are not the same as they used to be. And I think that's...
It seems that way.
Yeah, and
it
I think
seems
it's
that way.
Wonderful yeah. opportunity. Speaking of, you said the Chief Kopp coming in, mm-hmm. as long as there's not a... He doesn't get to do his work.
That's
a speech.
Well, that's the thing.
Not going to have him come in to have any examples of his work or anything like that.
No. We won't have any fire trucks in the parking lot or anything like that.
Well, you don't want any fires within the building
exactly.
itself.
Well, that's, yeah, that too.
But that's also another really nice aspect. And you've talked about this in the past, about being in a, I think maybe in a relaxed environment, a chance yeah. to have a little give and take with government officials. It sounds like it's been something that's been rather successful.
It's been nice. Yeah, this would be our third one so far this year. We had other ones in January and February, and we'll keep it going through the rest of the year. In April, we'll have County Health Officer Laura Scudier coming in. And then in May, we have the Community Development Director, Liz Brodick, coming in. So I kind of MC, I guess, the whole thing. And I come up with some questions for our guests, but we also want to give them an opportunity to talk about current events, issues, things that they would like to bring to the public's attention. But there's plenty of time for people to just ask questions and learn more about what their government officials do, which is a good thing for the library to do. It's something that we want to do. We want people to be educated and informed on what's happening in their communities, and we're happy to help with that.
And again, what time is that at?
1 o'clock today.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, you know, we were talking before you just came on the air that you know, you get suggestions about things that are needed from time to time, and then you try to take it all into consideration. And if you're able to do something, you're able to do it.
Yeah.
And it was again, I never would have thought of it. But then you start thinking about it, about how, about who comes to the library. And again, everybody I think comes to the library.
Yeah.
But many of them could be, you know, a mother who has maybe two or three children, maybe just had her second child or third child.
Yeah.
And you know, bring in the older child who still wants to come in and get some library books. And you got a suggestion about something that could be, you know, help out a young mother.
Yeah. So this is something that we put in, I should have known this part, but a month or two ago. It's called a lactation pod.
It's called recently.
That yes, is recently. Recently. There we go. it's called a lactation pod. So what it is, basically, it's about the size of an old phone booth, if people remember what those looked like. And it's a chance for moms to get some privacy if they need to breastfeed, but also if there are new moms who happen to be at the library for a meeting or something and they just need to pump and need some privacy with that. That was something that we didn't have for a long, long time, and we would get questions about it. You know, we have meeting rooms, study rooms, but those aren't private. So this is a chance for moms to step into this kind of little booth, and there's a door, it closes up. Obviously, there's no windows or anything, but just to get some privacy and a chance for moms to do what moms need to do. So that's right inside the main entrance here in Wausau, and it's available anytime moms need it. If you need to step out of the children's area, or if there's somebody who's in one of the meeting rooms on the second floor, they can obviously drop down to the first floor and head on in there. So yeah, we try to be responsive to questions and suggestions, whether it's something like that. We get purchase suggestions for books and new materials all the time, suggestions for programming. So we love to hear that. We don't always, it's, you know, not everything is something that we end up doing or purchasing, but we're always happy to take into consideration things that the public thinks might be a good fit for the library. Definitely.
And it must be just, you know, one of the aspects, you get a chance to see the folks that come into the library to see, you know, families come in and to see the mom and dad and the young kids, and to make it any way more, you know, easier to bring the families, I think is just fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, we don't want people to avoid the library because, you know, they don't feel comfortable, you know, breastfeeding in front of other people or whatever. You know, it's, again, we can't guarantee we'll meet everybody's needs, but we want people to come in and feel like they can have their interests and needs met at the library, whether it's a job application or, you know, any of that kind of stuff. So we're happy to help, you know, however we can.
Again, we're talking to Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And as you said, I mean, you got the main branch library. Mm-hmm. You got so many other libraries around the county as well. And there's always activities going on there. And also, I think it's something we haven't talked about, that people that go to the branch library, you got the same opportunity. I mean, if there's a book at another...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah.
But anything that's at one library is available through the other.
Yes, yes. We send stuff back and forth all the time, not just between our own MCPL locations, but for folks who may not know, we're part of a larger consortium called Wisconsin Valley Library Service that includes Merrill, Rhinelander, Tomahawk, Crandon, Thorpe. It's at more than 20 libraries. And so we're sending stuff back and forth, books, movies, whatever, between all of these libraries all of the time. So, you know, depending on the delivery schedule, you might have to wait a few days or a week or something like that, depending on where it's coming from and where it's going to. But people should never feel like their home library, like anything within the walls of their home library, that's all that you have access to. That's not the case at all. You know, anybody in, say, at our Athens branch can have any of our materials sent over from the Wausau location, and that happens all the time and vice versa. So, yeah, the branch libraries are smaller than, obviously, the Wausau location, but like you said, everybody still has access to all of the same material.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just over a minute to go. Is there anything else you want to make sure to mention before we wrap things up?
Well, a few things going on this week on Thursday evening at 5:30 for teens. We have our bi-monthly Crafts and Dragons program, so it's D&D themed crafts, and this month we'll be making player notebooks. Also coming up this Saturday from 9:30 to 3:30 in Wausau, we have our members only sale for the Friends of the Library. So once a month, they open up their book sale room to people who are members of the Friends group. You can join on the spot if you want, and you have access to all of those materials as well. But there's always plenty going on, much more than we got to this morning. So you can always check it out, mcpl.us. We have monthly newsletters, or you can just ask, say, hey, what's going on that I should be interested in?
Chad Daly, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure. Thank you.
The time is 9:18. We'll come back with more. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Beautiful start here in central Wisconsin. Lots of sunshine already knocking on the door. 50 degrees this early in the morning. And again, expecting a high near 70 before all is said and done. We'll have another update on your forecast coming up in just a few minutes. Thanks again to Chad Daly for joining us. Apologize, man, in the middle of that interview, all of a sudden started getting this real bad tickle in the throat. It's been a battle in 2024. I've been saying it to folks. I think I've gone through more Kleenex in 2024 than I have in any other year in my entire life up to this point. I think it has something to do with the way there's been an odd winter weather-wise. I think a lot of folks have been, you know, dealing with different things. But, man, oh, man, it's just been annoying on one level. And really, you hate it when it's at the worst possible time. But Ian Welsh with us again. Did not have a chance to properly introduce in the last segment. Yep. Have you heard yet whether or not you got a part in that play that you've been auditioning for?
Well, technically, I'm not supposed to say anything until the official cast list is out, because you don't want to, you know, I jumped the gun before it's actually made official. So as soon as the cast list is out, I will let you know, and I'll probably share it with you on Facebook as well.
No leaks on this, huh?
Nope, I'm not allowed to say anything until the official cast list is posted, because I don't just want to...
Reading between the lines, it sounds like you got something. But I know you can't. I know you can't say anything, but reading between the lines...
I can neither confirm nor deny that.
Well, I think you don't have a good poker face. I'll say that much.
That is true.
I can tell you got either a full house or a straight right now, so I'm going to be folding before any more money goes in the pots.
Yeah. I was never very good at cards.
There you go. It's like, oh, man, he's loaded there. But we'll look forward to hearing the official results of your auditions and the cast list coming up very, very soon. Yeah. And again, it's great to see that you're continuing to be involved. And as we've talked about before, I mean, folks, take advantage of the great opportunities that you have in the arts here in Central Wisconsin. And that's, again, wonderful to see the number of high school kids that are involved in shows, whether at Everest or at East or at West. Then, of course, you have the Central Wisconsin group that gets together, the Theater Alliance.
Yeah,
so it's like, and then, of course, you got what we see at the Grand Theater, the touring shows, and I mean, just so many opportunities. And of course, you got community theater and the independent groups that you're involved in as well. So
so many opportunities in Wausau. It's incredible.
And as you say, I mean, every time, I mean, the thing you talked about as much as anything in the last show you were part of, the Drowsy Chaperone, was the connection you had with your castmates. And that's and what we talked about with Chad, again, the opportunity to get away from the computers or get away from the phones and actually have human contact and do something that is truly human. And I think that's fantastic.
Yeah, the theater is like my second family, and I'm very grateful for that, because every show, the family just keeps getting bigger and bigger, and there's always room for more. I can really appreciate that.
And now, are you close to 40? Because I think you were in the upper 30s last time I asked you about how many productions you're part of.
After the Drowsy Chaperone was over, that was my 68th.
Oh, 68?
Yeah.
Where did I get 30s? I thought you said 30s. Holy cow. No, 68? Yeesh.
Yeah, I've been doing theater since I was 12. The first show that I have was back in 2000... It was either 2005 or 2006, but that was when I did a summer school show.
But still,
we actually
60,
did ourselves.
Wow. And again, that does show the number of opportunities you do have. So if you take advantage, you can be like Ian. You have to do it for a while to catch up, though.
I've done shows with Wausau Community Theater, with Central Wisconsin Children's Theater. I've done shows at Wausau East and Wausau West, at DC Everest. I did a lot of those shows, and a lot of community theater also, like smaller companies. I was involved with a Sweeta show one time, and then I got to the age limit and I wasn't able to audition for any more of those shows, but I still go, I see them when they come around.
Yep.
There's so many theater opportunities, whether you prefer on stage or backstage or costuming or props or lights, a sound. There's so many different aspects you can be involved in. If you prefer to be, you know, kind of behind the scenes technical or on stage and interacting with your castmates and audience, it's just, theater is a truly freeing experience. It's a really nice escape from, you know, when your life is feeling stressful. You know, theater is a good way to take a step back, just have fun and be silly.
Very, very good indeed. And we'll find out more about some shows that are coming here to Central Wisconsin tomorrow on our program. We'll be joined, as we are every other Wednesday, by either Sean Wright or another member of his staff at the Grand Theater. Sean, of course, the executive director of the Performing Arts Foundation here in Wausau and the Grand Theater. And just an incredible run of success for the Grand Theater. He'll be joining us in the second hour tomorrow, and we'll be joined in hour number one tomorrow by Bob Look, as we do every other Wednesday as well. So that's what we look forward to tomorrow here on this program here on Bow Falls Radio. And also, don't forget, tomorrow night, we're getting towards the end of the big high school sports show for this year. We always do it from the start of the fall football season in mid-August, and then we go through the winter sports season. This weekend is the conclusion with the boys high school state basketball tournament, and we have this Wednesday and then next Wednesday, then we'll close up shop until August. But coming up tomorrow night, 6 to 8 p.m. Jeff Gress and myself will be joined by Merrill High School boys basketball coach Troy Pieper at 6:20, and then we'll be joined by Thomas Passanol. He's from DC Everest. He's a junior hockey standout for the Evergreens, all Wisconsin Valley Conference second team. He'll be our student athlete guest coming up at 7 o'clock tomorrow. So again, Troy Pieper at 6:20, Thomas Passano at 7 tomorrow on the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Information update coming up. News, weather, sports, everything you need to know. And then we'll be back with more coming up. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Jeff Gress and myself each Wednesday from 6 until 8 p.m. for the Big High School Sports Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. We do nothing but talk high school sports for 2 hours every Wednesday night. Plus special guests. Each Wednesday we'll be joined by one of our area high school head coaches, plus a student athlete guest as well. In addition, Jeff and I will break down what's going on in boys and girls high school basketball and boys and girls hockey in central Wisconsin. It's the Big High School Sports Show every Wednesday night from 6 until 8 p.m. on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Plus, if you missed the show, just go to bowfallsradio.com/sports or wherever you get your podcasts. At home show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Sunny skies, 50 degrees is the temperature. Time is 9:36. Again, I said it is still early March the 12th, and we're 50 degrees at 9:36 in the morning, expecting a high temperature close to 70. 68 is the expected high right now. Record high is 69, so we'll see whether or not we are able to get to that record high before all is said and done today.
Can't complain about it, though. It's pretty nice.
No, we cannot complain about it one bit. As I said earlier, yesterday was the first day of practice for baseball and softball teams in central Wisconsin. Very rare. Usually you start practice off in gyms. So you're just throwing the ball around going to the indoor batting cage and trying to get things going. But this year you can actually go outside and have some real ground balls and real pop-ups and real pitching and catching. So take advantage of that. And also real fast, before we get to spring sports, we have to finish up our winter high school sports schedule. And we're just 2 days away from a trek down to Madison and the Kohl Center coming up on Thursday as the Marathon High School boys basketball team in the Division IV state tournament. They'll be involved in a D4 state semifinal on Thursday night against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic. And I'll be heading to the Kohl Center. We'll bring you the game live right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show on Thursday night at 6:20 and the opening tip at 6:35. That is Marathon High School State Tournament basketball Thursday night here on Bull Falls Radio. And with a win on Thursday, advance to the state championship game on Saturday afternoon. So
best of luck, Marathon.
It's been an exciting winter high school sports season. It's been just an incredible year for the Marathon boys. I mean, you talk about great years. They are, you know, 3 points away from a perfect season. I mean, their only loss came to a terrific Mosin E team by 3 points on the road back in January, and they got a chance to try and wrap it up. They've won 27 games on the season, 27-1, just pretty amazing stuff. And hopefully they'll be able to finish it off with two more wins. And it's really, and I got to say this, it's so much fun to be able to broadcast at the Kohl Center as well. I mean, it's just, you know, you're used to being in smaller gyms during the course of the season, and then you get an opportunity to walk into the Kohl Center and they get set up on Media Row and be able to see everything so incredibly well. And and it really is a thrill. And they couldn't do it without the incredible support of the sponsors and, of course, the incredible success of the Marathon High School boys basketball team. Had the fortunate opportunity to be at the state hockey tournament 2 weeks ago. Now this week, heading back down to do state basketball. Should be just an incredible thrill and a lot of fun. And hopefully you can join us for the broadcast. And as I've said before, I know the state basketball tournament is televised, but it's okay to turn down the volume on the TV. You can still put your radio on top of the TV or next to the TV and hear the broadcast, as I think we do as well a job as anybody when it comes to covering our local teams. So yeah, you can kind of simulcast it. Go with the radio, go with the TV, and do that as well. So
yeah, I've only been to the Kohl Center a couple of times, but it is a very nice stadium. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And it's hard to believe how long it's actually been open now. It's been about
been open for?
I think it's been about a quarter of a century now. I think it's been since
25 years?
I think so. I got to take a look at that. And that's
quarter of a century is like 25 years.
I'm going to see here real fast. You piqued my curiosity. It actually opened in 1998, so 26 years. So I'm pretty close.
1998. That's the same year my sister was born.
There you go. So you don't really, I mean, back before then, all the games were at the field house. In fact, back in the day, I've done state games at the field house as well. That was also cool. I mean, there's something like, you know, that old-time feel. The field house would really get loud when it gets packed. So looking forward to high school basketball coming up on Thursday night. Here again, as I've said before, and I will say it again.
Very proud to say it.
Very proud. Very proud to say the only Wausau radio station that still provides live play-by-play of high school sports, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Hey, I wanted to talk, because one of my favorite subjects is Ron Johnson. I always enjoy talking about Ron Johnson. You know? It's not that I like Ron Johnson. I like talking about Ron Johnson because he's quite the character, I'll tell you this
much. Exactly. He's an interesting character.
Yesterday, saw this. He was on one of these right-wing TV networks, the Real America's Voice channel. Because Real America, we're not Real America. They got Real America. Ron Johnson talking to Real America. But Ron Johnson on this program on the Real America Voice channel told the host that inside the bubble, Republicans say, we need to get a result. We need to effectively govern. To me, Ron said, that's almost code words for we got to do Democrat light. Ron then said, I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation. Let me say that again.
Oh, my God.
Ron Johnson said that I think we'd be far better off if we never passed another piece of legislation. And
do you even hear yourself, Mr. Johnson?
I know.
Do you know how silly that sounds?
And the thing about it is, he says, some Republicans say, we need to get a result. We need to effectively govern. And then he immediately says, to me, that's almost code words, dot, 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 for Democrat. So when he hears effectively govern, immediately Ron Johnson thinks Democrats. He doesn't think me, Ron Johnson, Republican, effective governance. No, Ron Johnson himself knows that he is the opposite of effective governing.
Huh.
It's amazing. The idea that somebody that is paid to do this job, to represent the people of the state of Wisconsin, is so against effective governing. And in fact, that he believes that being an obstructionist, being somebody that wants to be, and as Mark Jacob, who appears on Up North News every week with Pat Kreitlow, said, Ron Johnson coming right out and saying he wants to be a chaos agent sabotaging our government.
That seems pretty accurate.
Ron Johnson is working for Russia, not Wisconsin. So again, and I've talked about this in the past, and I think, you know, you've jumped in as well, about the importance of good government. And I'm not talking about either, you know, overly active government, but I do think that when there are problems, that government has a role to play. But good government, being responsive to the people, being responsive on big issues and even on one-on-ones where one constituent calls the office of Ron Johnson or Tammy Baldwin or Pat Snyder or Corey Tomchek or Tony Evers, whoever it may be, and says, hey, I've got an issue that I need help on. And then having that representative of government do the job and help that constituent. Or to have a major issue where you have to try to pass legislation that is responsive to a major natural disaster, or to pass legislation that would avert economic calamity or something along those lines, where it affects millions and millions of people. Good government. Does Ron Johnson ever think about good government, about being an effective legislator? I don't think so.
Apparently not from someone who thinks that we should never pass another piece of legislation again.
And again, he is now, what is this, his third term in office? Fourth term in office? I mean, I'm losing track. I mean, he was first elected in, it's his third term in office. He was elected in 2010 over a great senator. And again, a fantastic, the idea that twice this country decided that Ron Johnson was a better choice than Russ Feingold, I will never understand that. The idea that this state decided that Ron Johnson was a better choice than Mandela Barnes, I'll never understand it. But again, this is a guy that constantly is just an agent of chaos. That's perfectly put by Mark Jacob, that he does not want to do anything that positively affects the American people. And he's a man that's made a lot of money with his own policies that he's passed.
Yeah.
That his tax policies have made himself and other millionaires a lot of money. So, again, I just found that yesterday.
Maybe that's why he doesn't want to pass any more legislation. He doesn't want to make any new laws. He wants to keep the old laws where they are. So he'll keep making money, and the people will just continue to pay him, and he'll stay in office.
That
sounds like his plan. I don't know if I'm right, but that sounds...
And the man actually said he ran the last time because these are stories that Trump tells as well. Somebody came up to him and said, you need to run again to save America. And the idea that if Ron Johnson is the person that needs to save America, we are in a very, very, very deep hole. But that's our Ron Johnson update for today. And also another, you get on, I spend too much time in front of my computer on my phone. But there was a posting on X yesterday that I thought nailed one of the big stories that is being talked about in the media and a story that's not being talked about.
Okay.
Have you heard about the issues with the royal family and the princess?
I did actually. Well, my mom was watching the NBC nightly news at 5:30, and I was in the other room, but I could hear her, and she said, "Really? Of all the stories that you're of all the stories that are happening in the world right now, this is your top story of the night." And she said,
"Yeah, Princess Kate apparently, and the royal family put out a phony photo because she's not been seen since some surgery."
Yeah.
But the idea that we're spending so much time on that.
I mean, that's what she said. It's like, if there's no like big problems in the royal family, we shouldn't be talking about them.
By the way, I talk about Ron Johnson, I get a coughing fit again. This is crazy. But somebody put out a posting saying we're spending the headlines on in the New York Times and the Washington Post are about this phony picture in Princess Kate. And at the same time, there's a story out talking about how Donald Trump told confidants that Hitler did a lot of good things. And the person said, we're not reading about that, but we're reading about Princess Kate.
Seriously, it just goes to show you that our priorities when it comes to breaking news are kind of slipping a little bit.
Yeah, well, again, it's because news has become a major profit center for these corporations.
Yeah.
It's not about public service. It's about profit. And it's about the clicks and what story is going to get the clicks. And unfortunately, the Princess Kate story and the phony picture story gets a lot of clicks. So, all right, we're going to take a deep breath. Going to try to get through this coughing fit and then come back and see if we can't get Ian back on the winning track today in terms of the number for the day. We'll have our daily history lesson. We'll talk about famous events in American history on this date and also celebrity birthdays and the number for the day. That's all coming up here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Boys basketball team is heading to the state tournament. Thursday night, the Red Raiders take on Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic in a Division IV state semifinal. We'll be live at the Kohl Center for all the exciting play-by-play on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:20 and the opening tip at 6:35. Marathon High School State Tournament basketball is brought to you by County Materials, Marathon Industrial Finishing, Underwood Construction, The Dirks Group, Brickners of Little Chicago, The People State Bank, Four Seasons Screen Printing, Marathon Family Dentistry, Twin Forest Products, The Marathon Athletic Club, Marathon Cheese, Marathon City Sports Center, and Marathon Parts City. Marathon against Kenosha St. Joseph Catholic in a Division IV state semifinal Thursday night on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, 9:52 here on this Tuesday morning, 50 degrees here at our studios in downtown Wausau. It is the 12th of March, and today I'll get the date right. Yesterday I was a little off on the date. I was in a haze yesterday, apparently. So today it is March the 12th of 2024. That means it is day number 72 of this year. There are 294 days remaining in 2024, and a lot of famous events have occurred on this date in history. Back in 1876, Alexander Graham Bell successfully spoke the first words on a telephone by calling for his assistant. On this date in 1894, Coca-Cola was sold in bottles for the first time. On this date in 1912, the Girl Guides, later named the Girl Scouts of the USA, was founded in the U.S. On this date in 2004, Julia Roberts was arrested for dealing crack. No, not the actress. A 96-year-old North Carolina woman named Julia Roberts was busted along with a few younger relatives and cohorts for running a drug operation out of her home. On this date in 2008, after it was revealed that he had been involved with a prostitute, New York Governor Eliot Spitzer announced he would resign. On this date in 2018, Burger King unveiled the Bacon King sandwich with 2 quarter-pound burgers and 8 slices of bacon.
That's a lot of bacon.
Nutrition critics slammed the burgers and its 1,150 calorie count.
Jeez.
On this date in 2020, 4 years ago today, the NCAA men's basketball tournament was canceled over concerns about the spread of COVID-19. It was the first time March Madness was not held since it began in 1939. And on this date in 2021, researchers said the world had likely reached peak twin, with more twin births than ever before, 1.6 million twins born per year. So famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Actor Barbara Feldon, best known for her role in Get Smart, 91 years old today. Liza Minnelli is 78. Senator Mitt Romney, turning 77. James Taylor, great singer-songwriter, is 76. Actor Courtney B. Vance of Law & Order Criminal Intent, 64 years old today. Actor Aaron Eckhart played the DA in The Dark Knight.
Oh, yes, he was Harvey Dent.
Harvey Dent, Two-Face. And also in Sully is 56. Actor Jamie Alexander of Blind Spot is 40. And reality TV person Caitlin Lowell, turning 32. Some special events today. It is Girl Scout Day, celebrating the anniversary of the Girl Scouts. Alfred Hitchcock Day. Baked Scallops Day. Organize Your Home Office. Plant a Flower Day. And Working Moms Day.
Nice.
All right. It is time.
Yes.
Need to see if Ian Welsh can get back on the winning track. He had a great week last week, getting 3 out of 5 correct, setting a record in the number for the day quiz.
All right.
Our number for the day is the number of vending machines in the U.S.
Vending machines.
Vending machines. See a lot of vending machines.
You do.
But how many are there in the United States of America?
Okay.
Is the correct answer 2 million? Is the correct answer 3 million? Is the correct answer 4 million?
Oh, boy. Okay.
How many vending machines are in the United States of America?
I'm going to say... I'm going to go with the biggest number. I'm going to go with C. I'm going to go with 4 million.
All right. The number of vending machines in the United States of America is 3 million.
Man.
0 for 2.
Should have gone with my gut. I was thinking of 3, but then I thought I'd go with the biggest number.
You're always trying to out-trick and outthink the quiz, aren't you?
I'm overthinking myself,
like, what was it, the low one yesterday? Was it the high one yesterday? Trying to outthink it, but no,
nope,
3.
It was the middle yesterday, but it was the low number. I thought it was the high number, but now it's the middle. It just keeps jumping around.
3 million vending machines in the United States of America.
That's still a lot.
Yes, it is. So thanks again to our guest today, Chad Daly from the Marathon County Public Library. Tomorrow, Sean Wright will be with us in the second hour, the executive director of the Wausau Grand Theater and the community, the Wausau Performing Arts Foundation. He'll join us in hour number 2. Coming up in hour number 1 tomorrow, we'll be joined by Bob Look, as he does every other Wednesday. We'll talk about what's going on in news and sports with Bob Look in hour number 1 of the show. Stick around. Coming up, we'll have an information update to give you the latest on news, weather, and sports. And then after that, from 10 until noon, Jane Matinere and Greg Bach. It's Matinere on Air coming up. Ian, have yourself a great day. Enjoy. Be a short sleeve weather day out there today. So enjoy it.
You too, Chad. Happy Tuesday, everybody.
Happy Tuesday to all of you. And make sure you join us again tomorrow morning from 8 till 10 a.m. for another edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.